you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Wendy at Alcoholic.
Hi, Wendy.
Emotional. Thanks for asking me to speak, I think. Anyways, this is, I was talking to Kelly before the meeting, and so this is kind of a surreal experience for me at the moment, but I'm a little emotional right now because on Monday I would be celebrating 18 years of sobriety with Mike, but instead I'll be celebrating 30 days. So, so I'm not really sure what to say. This is very surreal to me. I'm so glad to see so many people here. I love you all very much. This has been my home group for a long time, and it always will be. You know, all I can tell you is talk about really where I'm at this moment today. I went out drinking, back out drinking, just about 3 years ago. And it wasn't like it just, oops, happened one night and I all of a sudden was in a bar or anything like that. I knew then I was progressing to that. You know, I really stopped going to meetings. I was isolating myself a lot. Although I still talk to people, I talk to Jim all the time and I talk to people in recovery. I probably wasn't talking about what was going on inside of me. I was very angry. I was sick of hearing shit and all that. And, you know, I've been in that spot before, and I always come back to know that it's not about you guys. It's not about what you're saying. It's about how I'm feeling or not feeling inside of myself. You know, I just, and I'm not putting blame out any. I had never dated people outside of the program before, and I did get into a relationship with someone that was a normal person. He smoked. And he drank, and he was in a band, which meant he played in bars. For those of you that know me, I quit smoking as well for a very long time, and I started smoking. And I knew then that once I started smoking, it was only a matter of time before I started drinking again. And many times I've told that to people that, and you've heard this from me before, that once you saw a cigarette in my mouth again, it would only be a matter of time before I was drinking, and that held up to be true. I also said that if you ever see my car in a bar parking lot, I'm probably drinking, which was true as well. So that's just not a place I can go. I just can't. I'm not one of those people that can go to a bar and celebrate a birthday party for the people at work and have a soda and leave. I've done that a couple of times, but then I started getting really ballsy about it and stupid. And it just was, you know, everything was just lining up for me to start drinking again, and that's what happened. I suffer from depression. I'm clinically depressed. I'm on medication for it. So yeah, mix a little medication with some Jack and a pack of Camel Lights, and it's not a good mixture. My depression got worse. My social anxiety got worse. In the very beginning when I started drinking, it was very much social. It was kind of weird. It was interesting. But as time went on, I saw my drinking progress. I was drinking more. I was getting drunk. I wasn't having consequences of, you know, getting busted or drunk driving or stuff with work or any of those kinds of things, but the consequences I was feeling were worse than that. My depression was so bad. The guilt, the shame, the self-loathing, the thoughts of suicide were becoming a regular thing every day. I made it to work, but I'll tell you, as soon as I got home from work, it was either I was drinking or I wanted to go to sleep. It was just one of the two. That's all I can say. And just, you know, it was on and on and on. And one day I had this spiritual awakening because I kept thinking about coming back to meetings, and it was like, I don't really want to do that. But I had a spiritual awakening that what occurred to me was that I had lost, it was robbing me of any happiness I had. I tend to be a pretty happy person. I like people. I like to be around people. And it was just robbing me of my happiness. And thank God for the foundation I do have in this program. I was here 15 years, and I learned a lot. That 15 years will never go away, no matter what I've done, no matter if I went out again or not. And I have to hang on to that because it's really helped me come back. it's as easy as starting to come back to meetings and reaching out and doing things and starting to work a program again. And I know I can get that happiness and all of those good things back again. And that's just what I want. And all the great stuff that happens in the interim with all that is just a bonus for me as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know what else to say. I need you. I need you to lift me up. I want to stay. I'm scared to. This last week has been a shitty week at work. And so now I know what it feels like to crave, to want to use. I haven't had that in a long time. That goes away. And it's really sucks having those feelings because I know that it would work temporarily. It does work temporarily. That's what sucks about it. So I haven't been back long enough to remember all the good stuff, you know what I mean? And so this last week has been really sucky. I'm one of those assholes that put stuff on Facebook and then I have to delete it. You know, it's like telling people off and throwing F-bombs out there. Oh my God, I'm 52. Who does that? A really screwed up alcoholic, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, I just need you. Please lift me up and pray for me. And thank you for being there. And happy birthday to my peeps. That's all I have. Thank you very much.